Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump pushing a new missile defense plan. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Changes are coming to parking in downtown Wichita. A look at the amended plan is coming up.
Kansas towns recovering from weekend storms. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
President Trump Tuesday revealed plans for a Golden Dome missile defense program. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports from Washington.
This domestic shield is set to integrate existing defense capabilities with a system of satellites in space that can detect and destroy inbound missiles of any kind. The Golden Dome's technology is more advanced than Israel's very effective Iron Dome, says the president, and the goal is to have it fully operational by the end of his term. Now, the total cost is below previous estimates, with $25 billion to start construction already in the Republican reconciliation bill. But the big, beautiful bill, as it's called, is still being fine-tuned and can only afford to lose three GOP votes. Politico is reporting that a tentative deal has been reached with blue state Republicans to raise the SALT cap.
House Republicans are trying to pass the bill by Memorial Day. China and Russia have criticized the proposal for a Golden Dome in a joint statement and warned it would make space an arena for armed confrontation.
An amended downtown parking plan was approved yesterday by the Wichita City Council.
The car park will continue management and enforcement for all city-owned parking facilities in the downtown, excluding Delano. Upgraded smart parking meters for credit card payments, a mobile app, and license plate recognition equipment for enforcement will be implemented. Back in December, the council approved parking fees of $1 per hour between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. The plan is forecast to generate approximately $2.2 million for the city over a 12-month period beginning July 1st. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The cleanup continues from weekend storms in parts of Kansas. In Gove County, one family is coming to terms with losing their farmhouse. John Krause says he came out of his basement to discover that his home was completely damaged.
It was over in a matter of a minute. I mean, we got down in the basement. It hit. But I come upstairs. Once I come upstairs, I knew that our house was gone. I knew it.
After talking to his insurance adjuster, Krause says he'll likely demolish what is left standing and start over from scratch. In the meantime, he and his wife and pets are staying in a motel.
A body was found as Hutchinson firefighters were battling a fire in a storage unit yesterday morning at Store & Go Self-Storage at 4th and Bonebreak. Police and fire crews found smoke coming from one of the eight storage units, and then they found the body as firefighters began cutting through locks and doors. Investigators speculate that that was a person that was living in the unit where the fire broke out. The cause of the blaze under investigation.
The one big beautiful bill is still up in the air.
Congressman Mike Lawler is still working on an agreement alongside his fellow New York Republicans on a deal involving SALT, the state and local tax deduction.
I'm going to continue to negotiate in good faith to get a bill passed.
Republicans remain at odds over the big, beautiful bill containing President Trump's agenda on taxes, spending, energy, and border security. Blue state Republicans want to lift the cap on SALT past what's been offered at $30,000. Meanwhile, conservative Republicans want work requirements for Medicaid to take effect sooner. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS News, I'm now 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The season is on the line now, every time out for Shocker Baseball. We'll talk about yesterday's action at the conference tournament coming up in sports.
Former Missouri Governor and U.S. Senator Kit Bond has died. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Christopher Kit Bond, a Republican who was Missouri's youngest governor before serving four terms in the U.S. Senate, was remembered Tuesday as a beloved statesman who helped train a generation of leaders. The Missouri State Highway Patrol escorted his body from St. Louis, where he died last week at the age of 86, to the Missouri Capitol in Jefferson City, where hundreds of people gathered for a memorial service.
A congresswoman from New Jersey is facing a felony charge of assaulting federal authorities, and that charge will stand before a judge this morning.
New Jersey Democratic Representative LaMonica McIver told reporters Tuesday she thought charges against her are an example of what the Trump administration tries to do.
To judges, to political leaders, lacking people of undue process, and so at the end of the day, we just really look forward to the day in court.
That day is today, with the congresswoman scheduled to appear before a U.S. magistrate in New Jersey. Acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba, said McIver pushed ICE agents during a confrontation outside a Newark detention facility earlier this month. The congresswoman refused to agree to a plea deal, saying she would not admit to something she didn't do. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
One airline has a new rule about lithium batteries.
Beginning next Wednesday, Southwest Airlines is requiring passengers to keep portable chargers in plain sight when they're using them, over concern about the rising number of fires involving lithium batteries on planes. The FAA reporting a record 89 incidents last year. The TSA already prohibits chargers, power banks, and e-cigarettes in checked bags, because a fire in the cargo hold could be harder to detect and put out. But lithium batteries are allowed in carry-ons. And Southwest says they can still be stored in carry-ons, but that having them out in the open when in use allows for faster intervention in the rare event a battery overheats or catches fire. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A bakery has won a free speech battle against a New Hampshire town.
High school students painted the mural that depicts sunbeams shining down on a mountain range of donuts, a muffin, a cinnamon roll, and other pastries in 2022, and it was placed on the roof of Levitt's Country Bakery. That drew the ire of the town of Conway's government, which claimed the bakery was violating a ban on outdoor advertising. But a federal judge has ruled the mural is artwork, not advertising, and has ordered the town of Conway to halt enforcement efforts. Bakery owner Sean Young says he's thrilled that the student's artwork can remain up and thrilled that his First Amendment rights have been vindicated. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
More states now have laws banning or regulating cell phone use in schools.
Florida was the first state to pass a law regulating the use of cell phones in schools in 2023. When Florida first acted, lawmakers ordered schools to ban phones during instructional time. But there's another bill before Governor Ron DeSantis' desk that goes further. That measure would ban phones for the entire school day for elementary and middle schools. Since 2023, half of all states now have laws in place, with more likely to act soon. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic conditions, well, the volumes are really picking up out there, and now we've got several incidents that you're going to have to watch out for. We have a stalled out vehicle westbound on Kellogg, and it's between Hydraulic and Washington. Watch out there. Another stalled out vehicle eastbound on K96 east of Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are we doing?
Doing really well.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
other than the wind yesterday, you know, Tuesday was a pretty nice day, and we can expect more sunshine today. We are going to add a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Should stay pretty dry throughout much of the day, but later on this evening, I think that's when that storm chance going to go kind of tick up just a little bit more. 79 degrees, and actually our average high is 79, so we're going to be right where we should be for this time of year. And also, after that wind yesterday, wind's going to be a lot lighter today, only getting up to around 5 to 15 miles an hour. Later on tonight, we'll continue to have the chance of seeing a thunderstorm or two, especially on the east side of Wichita. Either way, just don't be surprised if you're woken up by a rumble of thunder late tonight. Not expecting anything severe for Wichita, but to the east of Wichita into Butler County and Greenwood, Elk, Chautauqua counties, for anybody that will be heading out in that direction, there could be a strong to severe storm later on this evening, so keep that in mind, too. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies tomorrow after a cool start of 54 degrees, getting back up to a high of 75. And then we'll have another 10% chance of maybe seeing a passing shower or thunderstorm late Thursday night. We're about to get into another unsettled pattern. So Friday, 70 degrees, 50% chance showers, thunderstorms late in the day. Can't rule out an isolated strong to severe storm capable of damaging wind gusts and large hail. Saturday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, too. So it does look like it's going to be active, damp at times as we go through the upcoming holiday weekend. And then on Memorial Day, only a 10% chance for now, but there's likely going to be some thunderstorms around at times over Memorial Day weekend. 71 going to be the high on the holiday. And then Tuesday, starting to get a brief break from storm chances with a high of 75. Right now, we're at 55 degrees. With a north wind, 5 miles an hour, and very little cloud cover, too.
National Weather Service says we had a wind gust of 73 miles per hour at the airport yesterday. That is that's a strong wind right there.
Yeah, when I got home, I was scared to, you know, see what I was going to see in the yard when it comes to, you know, any branches or tree limbs. But I came out, you know, on the lower end of the spectrum compared to a people that had a lot of cleaning up to do yesterday. Our storm track 3 meteorologist, Lucy Dahl, her neighborhood was in pretty bad shape. So, Steve, Ted, for anybody that does have still maybe some cleaning up to do after those high winds the other night, it does look like it should be a pretty nice day.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Stephen Ted, May 21st, 2025, on this date 35 years ago, 1990, one of the most memorable series finales ever aired on CBS. At the end of Newhart, Bob wakes up and reveals to his wife from his previous show, The Bob Newhart Show, that the entire series was a dream. Emily is in bed.
That was pretty cool.
That was really creative to that series. Mm.
I think Bob Newhart's real life wife was the one that kind of came up with that.
Is that right? Leo Sayer is 77 years old today. Superstar behind You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Yeah.
When I Need You and More Than I Can Say. Leo Sayer, 77 years old today.
You make me feel like dancing.
Kind of a high pitched voice. Yeah. All right, this is Red Cross Founders Day. Clara Barton, the nurse, during the Civil War, founded the Red Cross. And I was looking at some of the information about what the Red Cross is doing in Abbeville and what the Red Cross does in those situations where they go into disaster relief. One of the things they do is shelter, Red Cross providing safe places to stay in shelters. Food and water, meals, snacks, all of that they bring in. Health services like first aid and refilling prescriptions, replacing eyeglasses, that's available.
There's just a lot of things to take into account.
Emotional support. Red Cross provides mental health services and emotional support. And they offer support with recovery planning, and they may provide even financial assistance. The Red Cross distributes supplies to help with cleanup efforts. And, of course, they urge people, in a time like this, they urge people to give blood donations if they can, replenish the supplies. And there are always volunteers if you'd like to work for the Red Cross. They always need volunteers, and this is where we see them do what they do best.
That's pretty amazing, the things that they do to help people.
You were saying this is the date that the American Red Cross was founded in 1881 by Clara Barton, of course. And you were pointing out earlier that the only county in Kansas named after a woman is Barton County.
Barton County.
And it's named after Clara Barton. And I'm trying to do some research. I haven't been able to find out yet just why a county in Kansas would be named after
her. I don't know. Counties are usually named after somebody at the time who was famous.
Doesn't have to be a connection
at all. When Barton County was founded, she was probably one of the more famous people in the United States at the time.
Absolutely. So. Maybe she doesn't have just a direct connection, but there you go. All right, it's coming up on 7:18, Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll start out with college baseball. The Shockers in action at the American Conference Tournament in Clearwater, Florida yesterday. The Shockers taking on Charlotte in the opening round. Shocks coming off a 5-game winning streak, their longest of the season. But they were not able to extend that winning streak. They ran into the conference pitcher of the year for Charlotte, Blake Gillespie, who shut down the Shockers. Here's the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, after the game.
Made it 6-0, and Gillespie was every bit as advertised, just tremendous throughout, pitched 8 innings, struck out 13, held the Shockers to 1 run on 4 hits, and the Shockers just never really had a chance to get back in it.
Yeah, down 6-0 early. Shocks lose 7-1, snapping that 5-game winning streak. All right, so every timeout now for the Shocks, they have to win to keep the season alive. Loser's bracket action for the Shockers today. Wichita State taking on number 3 seed South Florida. That game should start sometime after 3:30 this afternoon. You can listen live. Mike Kennedy and Denning Gehrig will have the call of Shocker Baseball on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's go over to the Big 12 Conference, and the awards come the way of KU. Kansas head baseball coach Dan Fitzgerald named the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year. How about that? Jayhawks are 42-14 this season, second place in the conference. The last time KU had the Conference Coach of the Year was the Big 8 Conference. Dave Bingham, 32 years ago. That's the year the Jayhawks went to the College World Series. KU is the only team in the nation this year with 40 wins, 20 conference wins, and 20 road wins. It's been a great year for KU baseball. Dan Fitzgerald is the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year. The Big 12 Conference Tournament begins today down in Arlington, Texas. This is a single elimination format. Every game is an elimination game. Number 6 seed K-State taking on number 11 seed Houston in the opening round, and that's a late game at 8 o'clock tonight down in Arlington for the K-State baseball team. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals lose 3-2 at San Francisco last night, falling to the Giants in front of 32,000 fans. The series so far 1-1. They'll play the rubber match this afternoon out in San Francisco. KC and the Giants to finish up that 3-game series. High school softball 5A regional play finishing up yesterday. Mays South on home field wins it, beating Valley Center 9-2 for the regional title. Mays South softball going into the state tournament undefeated with a record of 28-0 on the season. Let's go to 5A. Let's go to 3A baseball regional play. At Tallgrass Country Club, Wichita Trinity wins it by 4 strokes over Wichita Collegiate. Wichita Trinity wins the boys' golf regional there at Tallgrass. Class 4A baseball regional title game. McPherson wins at home, beating Bueller 6-0. McPherson baseball is going to state with a record of 25-3. Also in 4A baseball, Mulvane wins at home, beating Wellington 5-1 in the regional championship game. Mulvane is going to state baseball with a record of 21-4. And in 3A baseball, Wichita Trinity wins on home field yesterday, shutting out Wichita Collegiate 10-0. Wichita Trinity baseball is going to state in 3A with a record of 22-5 on the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health this morning. Some tips for travelers ahead of one of the busiest holiday weekends for travel coming up. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 on a Wednesday morning. It's 55 degrees. Evergy crews have been working to restore power after strong winds blew through the area into Tuesday morning here in South Central Kansas. Evergy spokesperson Gina Penzig says crews are working to replace 35 power poles and 50 spans of wire.
We have heard of some places where it's difficult to get trucks to, both for damage assessment and for making repairs. And so one of the tools that we've added in the recent years is using drones to fly different areas where there's potential damage.
Power is expected to be completely restored no later than tonight.
The city of Wichita has amended regulations for the sale and shooting of fireworks within the city limits.
Those amendments were due to changes by the Kansas Senate during the 2025 legislative session. The state now allows seasonal fireworks between June 20th and July 7th, a total of 18 days. Permanent retailers can sell fireworks year-round. Battalion Chief Jose Ocades with the Wichita Fire Department says the shooting dates and times will mirror what the city allowed last year.
June 27th through July 5th, and allow aerial fireworks to be sold or to be shot July 3rd through the 5th. And the hours of shooting will be 10 a.m. to midnight.
Seasonal fireworks can be sold between June 27th and July 4th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And even though the council approved the fireworks amendments, the city is still taking public feedback on the issue until May 30th.
No weekly meeting for the Sedgwick County Commission today. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, commissioners have been hearing spending proposals from the county's 46 departments the past 2 weeks as it writes a budget for next year. Beatty says there is pressure to maintain services while holding the line on taxes.
We're only responsible for about 20% of the overall property tax bill. We get a lot of questions about property taxes because the bill comes from the Sedgwick County Treasurer, and it's the Sedgwick County Appraiser that does valuations, and it's the Sedgwick County Clerk's Office that sends notices. But Sedgwick County government is only about 20% of the property tax bill, and we have the lowest mill levy in 27 years.
Beatty commented during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
President Trump visited Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday, trying to unify members of the GOP behind his agenda. Fox's Chad Pergram with the latest from Capitol Hill.
Staggering expectations for President Trump on the big, beautiful bill. The president proclaiming harmony. But President Trump warned the GOP, don't blank with Medicare. Some Republicans gushed over the president. Other assessments, more grounded. The president called out the Freedom Caucus, which demands deeper spending cuts. Conservatives are upset about a deduction for state and local taxes known as SALT in high-tax states. The president chided those pushing for a higher SALT deduction, telling New York Republican Mike Lawler, quote, I know your district better than you do. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey, also a no. The GOP can only lose 3 votes. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes he can address all concerns and pass the bill this week.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has been leading the charge, very vocal about his opposition to the big, beautiful bill, calling it ugly.
A Texas man is suing Whataburger after he was served a burger with onions, which he claims caused an allergic reaction.
The man claims the fast food chain ignored his no onion request, causing the reaction and leading to medical treatment. The lawsuit requests monetary relief of at least $250,000, but less than $1 million. Whataburger isn't commenting, but denies the allegations in a court filing. He filed a similar lawsuit against Sonic last year, alleging that onions in a burger served there made him sick. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Only a 10% chance of a shower or storm, especially late in the day. Warm, near average high of 79 degrees. Winds are going to be a lot lighter today, too, out of the northeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now a few clouds. We have a north wind at 5 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:33 on this Wednesday morning, May 21st, and it was on this date, 45 years ago, 1980, The Empire Strikes Back opened in UK and some U.S. theaters. It went on to earn more than $550 million worldwide. Is that the first movie or second movie?
It's the second one. Highly anticipated after Star Wars, which was the first movie.
When did it break? Mid-70s?
Star Wars came out in 77.
77,
and we had to wait 3 years, three long years, to get to the next episode, The Empire Strikes Back.
Because I remember taking my son to see Star Wars, and he got the little ship, spaceships and all that stuff. So he was a Star Wars guy. Had a little one of those lightsabers, you know. You had one, too, probably.
I did not. I was not into the memorabilia part of it.
Ooh, okay.
My siblings all were, but my brothers were, but not me. George, I just enjoyed going to the movies.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It was very entertaining for something kind of special. George Wendt, best known for his role as Norm Peterson on Cheers, has passed away at the age of 76. His publicist has described Wendt as a doting family man and a well-loved friend and confidant. Wendt's career began in 1970s as part of the Chicago Second City Improv. A lot of people come out of there. And he appeared in all 275 episodes of Cheers. The guy sitting down at the end, usually sitting there with Cliff Clavin, the mailman. And whenever he walked in the bar, everybody said the same thing. Norm, right?
Of course.
We'll have more on that coming up on the blur.
I'm sure we will.
Okay.
Of course, George Wendt briefly attended the University of Notre Dame. He lived in the residence hall next to where I lived.
Was he there when you were there?
Nope.
Okay. Today we're celebrating.
He's 20 years older than me.
Well, there that may be the reason.
But apparently he took finals and he said, I'm done here. He never came back.
Okay.
Not for him.
He's done. Okay. Today is National Waitstaff Day. BuzzFeed recently polled thousands of current and former servers and asked some fun questions, including, have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? So here are some of the questions and the answers for you this morning. These are answers from waitstaff. Have you ever eaten food off a customer's plate? 32% said yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to finish that hamburger there? Number two, have you ever dated or hooked up with a cook?
Oh, I'm sure that's happened.
25%
said yes. Only 25%? Come on. Come on, I bet it's more than that.
You think there's more romance going on?
Yeah, I think there is.
Oh, okay. Number three, have you ever come into work sick or hungover?
Well, of course.
81%.
Yeah, we all do.
Said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number four, have you ever finished a customer's alcoholic beverage? That one, only 6% said yes to that one. So
okay.
They're not following up on that the mojito there. Number five, have you ever given someone free food or a free drink because you thought they were cute?
Oh, I bet that's how, yeah.
30% said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. And number six, have you ever snuck off to the bathroom just to get a break?
Of course.
88% said yes. That's applicable to almost any job.
Well, yeah.
Right? Yeah, so these are the wait staff saying this. Number seven, have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? Half of servers said they've retaliated in some way. They didn't say how.
Yeah, we're not.
Could be a pretty
that's
ugly.
That's what we want to know.
Yeah, could be pretty ugly.
Anything there. Beyond either giving them food that had fallen on the floor.
Yeah.
Perhaps a little expectorant.
Well, I was talking earlier about my twin granddaughters who just graduated from Bishop Carroll, and they had their first waiting jobs this spring, and they've both done very, very well. But they have now they're bringing home some of those lessons of life that you learn when you are waiting on the general public. The mom, my daughter Stacy, actually worked as a waitress through most of high school and part of college, I think, as a part-time job. She did very well at it, and she wanted her daughters to have that experience, you know, of waiting on people in the public and the good, the bad, and whatever. And I think that's a valuable experience. My grandson, Nolan, my oldest grandson, also, he was Chili's? I think they had him as a server at one time, and then he said, no, I want to be in the waitstaff and make more money. And he did, and he had some pretty good horror stories about that. And so, you know, the whole thing I would say is if you're out there eating and in public and, you know, you can be cross, you can be ugly with them, but, why? Why do that? You know, if you got a complaint, like they didn't bring me my potatoes, that's all right. They'll make good on it. You got any experiences with wait staff, Ted?
Personally? No, I never. I was a line cook.
You were a line cook.
I was behind, I was in the kitchen.
They didn't tip you back there.
Nope.
I did remember one restaurant. I don't remember which restaurant it was, obviously, but several years, this was many years ago. Somebody said, could you folks go ahead and pay because I needed to leave now. I need to go home.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Say, oh, sure, fine. We'll pay and get out of here. All right. How's the longest you would wait to get into a restaurant to eat, Ted? What's your limit?
I don't know. I'm not very patient.
I'm not either.
There's very few places I would have an extended wait. It'd have to be for a good circumstance.
10-15 minutes. What was it, guys?
Yeah, anything longer than that, I'm kind of, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that place over in the Ozarks where they throw the rolls.
Throwed rolls. Been there.
You wait 2 hours plus to get into that place.
We did not when I went there, but it was probably a different time of the day or whatever. I don't remember waiting.
It's one of those deals where, well, this place is famous and we're here. I guess I'm going to wait more than 2 hours to get in.
Had the rose throw rolls at you? Okay. I went there with my brother Jerry and his wife Dorothy and Shelly and I. This is just a couple of years ago. First time I'd ever been there. Jad, what do you got? You got something there?
I was just going to say, if you don't want to get retaliated against, go ahead while you're there at the restaurant, treat the waitstervice great, no matter how badly they're treating you, and then leave a horrible Google review on the place after you leave. And I mean, mention servers by name, do whatever you want to do there. Just, you know, be nice while you're there so you don't invite the...
Absolutely. Retaliation.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's how it works. I also did have something else. Real quickly, yesterday, I believe this might have been you, Ted, somebody posted on KNSS Radio on the Facebook page, 10 years ago on this day, a new location for Steve and Ted in the morning as they began broadcasting on KNSS Radio in the Ruffin Building in East Wichita, west of Douglas and Webb Road.
Right.
We did get some responses online from that. Would you like to hear some of them?
I saw a couple of those. Go ahead.
Gary says, congratulations. Great job, gentlemen.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Gary, good listener there. Mark said simply, congratulations. 2 exclamation points. Thank you, Mark. And Leslie commented. She said, congratulations. We listen every morning. Keep up the great work. She had a whole lot of emojis in there, including one that looked like a party hat. Maybe one that was a bunch of flowers. Definitely a thumbs up and a smile emoji as well. So, yeah.
Well, the great thing about Steve and Ted in the Morning is you don't have to leave us a tip.
That's right? True.
There you go. No charge. There it is.
And I did see an online comment from somebody else who said they love the show and they love the blur every morning.
Yeah, I saw the blur thing. Yeah, very good. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for responding,
there
folks.
There you go. 742.
We've been here 10 years now.
In this
building, very building.
Which is our third home.
Our third location of our show,
Over the By the years. Way, this is Steve and Ted's show number 6,933.
Woo!
And we're going to continue a while longer. 7:42, Steve and Ted, coming up the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. City Council turns down a legal settlement with a Wichita developer. Kirk Semenoff will be with us here shortly to tell you all about it. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS 7:46 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves downtown parking plan, excluding Delano.
Two.
City Council amends fireworks ordinance, shooting allowed between June 27th and July 5th in Wichita.
One.
President Trump unveils new missile defense plan called Golden Dome. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heaviest traffic on the highways in the Wichita area and that road construction area, especially the ramp, northbound I-235 to eastbound K-96. We also still have a stalled out vehicle. This is southbound on I-135 south of 21st Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the AccNet Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 78 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 54. And for Thursday, sunny, tomorrow's high 74. Now a few clouds, north wind at 5 miles per hour, 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Our weather brought to you by The Monarch. Today is $5 Select Whiskey Day. We got a menu of over 50 different pours, marked for just $5 on Wednesdays. At the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. Google is looking to implement AI into its search feature.
Fox on set.
Google wants you to search more intelligently. The company, which made web searching ubiquitous, is now introducing AI mode. The company hopes it will redefine your searching experience by converting the long-used search box entry into a chatbot interaction. The new mode is powered by Google's forays into artificial intelligence like Gemini. The announcement came Tuesday during Google I.O. 2025, its conference for developers and product launches. While in AI mode, Google won't simply give you a list of web results, but will provide summaries with cited sources in a format Google hopes you can read easily and act upon, whether you're seeking information, hailing a ride, or buying theater tickets, and with access to your history of search queries and other Google content like Gmail, it can begin to tailor and anticipate your searching needs. Look for the AI mode tab on Google.com or in their apps. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Boeing stock ended on the upside on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks taking a pause and ending lower, with the S&P 500 snapping a six-session winning streak. Most mega-cap and growth stocks fell, with Tesla an outlier. Its shares rose 0.5% after its CEO Elon Musk said at an economic forum in Qatar that he was still committed to being the company's chief executive in 5 years. And at the same time, Musk said that he expects hundreds of thousands of self-driving Teslas to be on the road, requiring no human intervention, by the end of next year. The Dow winners: United Health, Boeing, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow decliners: Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and American Express. The Dow falling 115 points, the Nasdaq lower by 73, S&P 500 down 23. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Wichita City Council dealing with a settlement with a Wichita developer. That story now, Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Hey, good morning, Steve. A City of Wichita lawsuit against developers Dave Burke and Dave Wells will continue after the City Council on Tuesday voted to reject a $400,000 settlement agreement. The lawsuit stems from the developer's revitalization of the former Kenmar Shopping Center at 13th and Oliver, and the city claims the developers owe $1.8 million in missed payments. Council members voted 5-2 to deny the settlement claim, with a difference of opinion on what was more important in this case: getting some settlement money instead of possibly losing, or winning and not collecting, or showing the public the council was willing to fight for taxpayer dollars. Engineering firm Garver will grow from one or two locations near Eisenhower National Airport. Already located at 1995 Midfield Road, the company received the okay on Tuesday from the city council, acting as the airport authority, to lease an additional building two lots to the north, gaining more than 7,100 square feet. Garville will use the additional space for office space and will pay the city about $4,767 monthly for 6 years, with options for two additional five-year terms. And a popular discount store is taking over the space once held by Joanne Fabric on West Kellogg. Five Below, which caters to teens and older, said Tuesday it will open its fourth Wichita store at 6930 West Kellogg on Friday. Five Below stores are usually about 9,000 square feet, and while the company is growing here, it's recently had a lackluster stock performance because of tariffs and corporate shakeups. Last month, Five Below's stock fell 28% of its value. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at Wichita.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
I was at that location just the other day. My wife had to go into Joanne's, or she went into Joanne's to get something. And I was out there. I saw some people going to this thing. It said Five Below over there. Not a very fancy front on it. What exactly do they do there, Kirk?
They just like the title says, they specialize in selling things $5 and below, though it's tougher to do that these days with tariffs and supply chain problems. I know when my daughter was more of a teen, she was in there all the time looking for trinkets and goodies. So that's who they cater to mostly.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Ted probably hasn't been in there, and I know I haven't, right, Ted?
I guess I shouldn't have bought all that stock.
Yeah. Five Below stock.
Yeah,
it sounds like the stock's gone five below too. So there you go. All right. Well, today is American Red Cross National American Red Cross Founders Day. Like many women during the American Civil War, Clara Barton rolled up her sleeves, bandaging and nursing wounded soldiers. Following the war in 1869, she traveled to Europe for several years, volunteered her time working with the International Red Cross during the Franco-Prussian War. And upon returning to the U.S., she was determined to bring the Red Cross to America. And, of course, Red Cross is helping with storm recovery across the country and here in Kansas. You have quite a presence in Abbeville right now, but I've always had a good impression of the Red Cross. They do great work. They get a lot of people volunteering for it. And, of course, they got the blood bank here in the blood center.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here in Wichita, which I have frequented a few times, Kirk, I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you ever given blood down there at the blood
bank? I have. Yes, I have. Yeah.
I tell you, they used to get you sloppy joes. Sloppy Joes. Mm-hmm. And then they went to cookies after that, mm-hmm. I think. But in the days of Sloppy Joe, we were down there. I was giving on some sort of a promotion I was doing for radio or something. And I think I wound up eating about 8 of those Sloppy Joes. They were.
Yeah, that's why they stopped doing it.
They stopped doing it because
people like you.
And people like me is coming.
Here comes that Macintosh guy.
When you show up in a T-shirt that says, I heart Manwich, we all know what's going to happen.
Oh, I guess so. At any rate, there you go. National Red Cross Founders Day. Kirk, we'll check with you again an hour from now with Steve and Ted in the morning. Okay. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted, and here's what we got. Wichita City Council approving an amended downtown parking plan, and we've got the details on that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, a huge honor for KU baseball. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, it's the Blur.
And this might be a blue medal edition of the Blur.
Oh, really?
A gold medal edition of the Blur. I think we got some good stuff coming your way.
All right, we're going to hold
Looking forward to it. Yeah, that'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, we've got traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.